our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Pardon me, podcast listeners.
This is Adam.
I thought we were eating dinner.
This is our intro that we're doing to our podcast.
Making a podcast.
We're going to pause the podcast for a few minutes while we eat dinner.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the intro. Hi, aha.
This is a podcast.
And I'm Holly.
.com.
We are awesome. I just learned when I was pulling my chair over here that my chair has a handle in the front that I could have been pulling it with the whole time. I never have, but there's a handle in the
front. That's lucky. That's a good chair.
Yeah, but I never knew about it. It was free.
It's a chair that I used when I worked at Amazon.
Yeah, it's a chair that I use while I work at home. Mm-hmm. I need to redo my fingernails. Look how chippy they are. So chippy.
Mine are blank again, except for this one.
All right. This was the intro to the podcast.
Welcome to the intro to the podcast.
Stay tuned for more podcasts.
We have a legit snack. We just wanted to say hi.
We just thought we'd pop in and say hi.
I started my Magic Card blog again.
You did. I'm really excited about it.
So if you like Magic Cards, you could follow me on Twitter. They post automatically on Twitter.
Or it's MattOliff.com.
Yeah. Or Blogspot. Whatever.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's just MattOliff.com.
Or I have a Facebook group, too.
Yeah, you do.
If you like it on Facebook, then you can. I post some behind the scenes stuff on there.
Behind the scenes?
I posted the full art of the one.
Okay, this full art, you guys. We need to talk about this. I wasn't going to talk about it. We need to talk about it. Okay, so if you go to Adam's page, he posted the full art. It's like a spoiler because he said he was so proud of it. And I don't know what it is. I cannot figure out what it is. I really honestly can't.
Yeah, hold on.
He thinks it has something to do with tentacles, but it honestly looks like a lady giving birth.
I don't see that.
Well, when you zoom out, it looks less like a lady giving birth because she doesn't have a head. There's more tentacles there. But I don't see tentacles at all. Like, I really feel like I'm missing something
it's
when I
look at this. It's some kind of monster.
Where's its head? Exactly, you don't know.
Remember that movie?
This is abstract art.
Yeah, it is. Remember that movie when there was Abbott and Costello?
But I can't even read what the card says because I'm so distracted by the picture. I can't figure out what it is. If you could just label it with body parts, that would really help.
This is what the card does.
Yeah, it looks more like a lady giving birth than the card.
Okay. But yeah, it's on my battle of magic
draw
cards.
A card, add a colorless. Is that energy?
It's add one colorless mana.
Pay a green to get a colorless? Okay, yeah. Sure.
And you draw a card.
Yeah, I guess that does work with monsters. Monstermen.
Yeah, it's like for Eldrazi's. If you go to facebook.com/Olaf's cards.
Also, the new set stuff, some information.
Oh, yeah, the Amonkhet stuff. Oh, the lands.
There's full art lands, and they all have creepy Nicol Bolas horns in the background.
They're my favorite lands.
But what I don't like is that two of the artists clearly deviated from the style guide when they gave them the art, and they made the horns look different, and it's really bothering me.
They might not be the same. They're different horns. He just has a
You
bunch
think
of
they're
statues.
Different horns?
Yeah.
I think they're all seeing this giant horn in the distance.
Yeah, but there's two of them, so it's different.
There's three. But I think that it's...
There's...
I see three different shapes there. The green one has slightly longer... like limbs to it,
right?
Like
but I think that Nicol Bolas just made a bunch of statues.
See what it really looks like to me is he made one, like absurdly giant statue, and these are all different like places far off, seeing that one absurdly giant statue. Oh. I understand, though, how you would think that they are all multiple statues. But even so, would he not ask for consistency? What I'm saying is, Magic the Gathering artists, get your shit together, follow the fucking style guide.
I think only the blue and the red one would like could be the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the plains is exactly the same as the red one.
No, it's... They're all slightly different, which is the thing. Like, this one is, like, straighter in the middle.
I don't agree.
This one's closer to that, like... This one's longer, but it's the same shape in the middle. This has kind of like a different curve to it.
Yeah, okay.
That's all. They're...
Where can people find this if they want to know about it?
Oh, it's on the mothership, wizardsmagic.wizards.com.
It's a Modern Masters 2017 edition in Amonkhet packaging.
Yeah, so it just shows like, and then it's Gideon versus Liliana in the dual decks.
I like that they're not calling a Modern Masters like 1 and 2 or anything anymore.
No, they do it by the year.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, the box I have is Modern Masters 2015.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe we were just calling it Modern Masters 1 and 2.
Yeah, because that's what it was. It was Modern Masters.
Like, same thing with Conspiracy 1 and 2, but there will be another Conspiracy. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. Well,
they'll do something like that.
I don't think the second Conspiracy was as popular as the first one.
I still think that they'll probably do another draft-oriented format, though.
Yeah.
Or, like, oriented set.
So I was thinking that, like, my set that I was making, mm-hmm. it can't be, like... legal and standard or anything, wouldn't make sense, but it could be its own format.
Why
made
be
for
legal
drafting
standard?
Well, because it's just like the snow stuff is so, well, it's insular, but it doesn't matter, it's fine.
It could be, but like I feel,
but,
like energy is that
so
way.
A different thing I wanted to do for those is design two different dual decks to fight each other, because that's the thing for design. I don't know if I talked about that
a while ago.
Yeah, that was an idea that someone has, like you make two decks that are made to play against each other,
yeah,
and have different themes, and
yeah.
you just make up whatever for them. So like one has snow, and one has something
fire
else.
Or whatever.
Yeah, fire and ice maybe. Why not?
Okay.
That's all.
But snow would be good against grass. Because
so I'll make a third one.
Yeah, but then.
But fire's good against grass.
Fire would be good
too.
Against grass too. So grass would really be. Don't play the grass deck. Don't play the green deck. You're gonna lose.
Well, the two Planeswalker decks for the last set were Chandra and Nissa, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. All right, we're going to eat dinner, and we will come back with more podcast after this break.
Yeah, it was Chandra and Nissa, and then Johnny and Tezzeret. Okay, we're on.
Why are you not honoring our breaks?
Excuse me.
We need to talk about this. Why do you insist on starving me?
We're going on a break.
Okay,
okay. This is going to be a break right here.
Come on down to Sal Soup Center. Get yourself some soup at Sal Soup Center. Borscht and beef and dumpling too. Sal Soup Center's got soup for you.
Hey, we're back.
We're back. I'm still not quite finished. I have like a carrot left.
We're having dinner.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a snack.
And then we'll have a snack. Oh, you got a snack.
Post-dinner snack. I stayed up late last night making a bunch of food. So we would have lunch today, dinner today, snack today. It was worth it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I had a good lunch soup, and I had a good dinner soup, and I will have a good tomorrow soup.
I haven't decided which one I want to bring tomorrow.
I'm just going to bring the chicken noodle until it's gone, because
I
love it. I was waiting.
Really
it.
Mm-hmm.
The noodles are really good.
The noodles are really good. The broth, I mean, was very...
The noodles make it.
Yeah. I was disappointed in the broth, but, like, I shouldn't be, because I used, like, a combination of box broth and, like, canned, like, bouillon. It doesn't even have any flavor.
Bouillon. It's French.
Like, you're supposed to, like, boil a whole chicken.
Oh, dear.
For, like, a long time, and then you have stock, and then you have chicken soup, but I was not doing that.
That seems like too many steps.
So I bought chicken yesterday for like $2 a pound.
Oh, wow.
And I'm afraid of what's in it. Like, why was it so cheap? Part of it's because it's those,
they were the faulty chickens.
No, it's like those huge GMO breasts.
Oh.
Like the giant chicken breasts. And when I bought them, like, they were still connected in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's the GMO that made them so cheap. But, like, a little part of me is like, what? Mm. What am I actually eating here?
I wonder what those chickens look like.
I don't think you want to know.
No, I do. I'm wondering. That's me wondering aloud.
I know that you're wondering, but the answer is very bad.
Yeah. They really altered
they
them.
They usually look like diseased and like packed into their and little hen houses. Real
big fat chickens.
Yeah, and they like trample each other to death for real. That's a real thing.
How do the chickens, they only got little tiny feet.
Yeah?
How do you trample with them feet?
Littler chickens.
Oh.
Or they just like get like crammed in together. Like, you know how people sometimes die on trains because they're crammed in together? By sometimes, I mean in World War II, Germany. And by crammed in together, I mean starved for a week. So maybe this is not the best
analogy. The same analogy. So I was listening to podcasts today because that's what I do now at work. I just listen to eight hours of
podcasts.
So
your job is like listen to podcasts and put stuff in envelopes or something?
Well, yeah.
So do you put it in the envelope or you just pick it up?
No, I put them up and I put them in like a plastic case. Mm. And then I put them on the table and somebody else puts them in the envelopes. Mm. But
so your job's picking stuff up all day and setting it down somewhere else?
Yeah, well, sort of pulling them out of the long boxes and then...
So picking something up.
Picking the orders out.
Picking something up out of a box and then setting it down inside of a different box.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, one of the podcasts I was listening to was talking about a thing that hipsters do.
Which podcast?
Girlfriend Bracket.
Okay.
Because they just talk about random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how somebody found like a baby squirrel. They like fell out of a tree. And then they're like nursing it to health. But then they like...
No, why are you talking about this?
It's
do you not remember last week's podcast?
I don't remember anything about
last... Do you remember how last week's podcast ended?
Right, but this is a different story that's not related to that at all.
Well, that story wasn't related to it either, but you made it related.
I was in a different mindset, okay?
I know.
But anyway, so... Oh, yeah, we have those.
Mm-hmm. Don't we have bro.
We have a snack. We have a snack.
We do. I'm not going to fill up on a gummy.
Okay. So anyway, I'm trying to tell my story.
Kelly, you're
this is
like
a story that I heard that someone heard from someone else on a different podcast. Okay.
Perfect. Go for it.
So in the story, they had a squirrel and they were going on vacation. And they were like taking care of it. So they're like, well, what can I do? Like, I can't take this squirrel with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so like,
this one tastes like roses.
I know like you just call like a place that can help them, like an animal hospital or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she took it to the animal hospital, and they're like, oh, this isn't a squirrel. This is a straight-up rat. How did you not...
What?
This is not a squirrel. It's a New York City sewer rat.
What?
How do you not know the difference?
How do you not know the difference?
I feel like a little wormtail gives it away.
Yeah, or the fact that it's a rat.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
But then after they found out it was a rat, they didn't like it anymore.
How sheltered do you have to be in your life to not know the difference between a rat and a squirrel?
I feel like they're basically the same thing, except rats have worm tails and squirrels have bushy tails.
They look entirely different.
No, I know, but like...
Like, entirely
But like,
different.
Why would someone not like it anymore after they found out it was a rat?
Because they think it's gross. I don't know, I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, they just killed it.
I don't know, I have no... Is this you telling me you're afraid I'm going to find out you're a rat?
No.
This is like a metaphor of some
This
sort.
Is a story that I heard on a podcast. But I was concerned about why they just killed the rat, because it's still just another little furry animal.
Mm. Rats are kind of gross, though.
Yeah, well, so are squirrels.
Yeah, but squirrels are at least fuzzy.
Hamsters are gross, too. Oh. Yeah. Oh. You're saying rats aren't cute, so you want to kill them?
I am saying rats aren't cute. I had rats. They're not cute.
What about
They're
hamsters?
Mostly not
hamsters
cute.
Are monsters.
Actually, white rats are like super ugly. Other kinds of rats can be cuter.
I like just regular rats.
I don't like their hands. They really bother me.
Well, hamsters have little hands too.
Yeah, I don't like hamsters either. Squirrels at least have fuzz on their hands.
And raccoons.
Yeah, and also I like was a little bit allergic to rats. Like I had a rat and it would like walk on my arm and it'd have like red marks all over my arm from its little dumb toenails. What? Are you picturing me having a rat walk on my arm? Is that what that face is for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because rats are gross.
You want to tell me more things about anything? You want to talk about the Grand Prix you went to this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I went to Vancouver, BC.
Vancouver.
I realized that the last time I went to... not BC.
Canada?
I've never been to BC before. British Columbia.
Last time we went to Canada?
Scan BC. Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. It's a reference for the none of you who listen to this modcast.
Smodcast, yeah. Sometimes. I don't listen to this modcast even.
Exactly.
I don't ever. I used to, but then it just
You did, and then you didn't, and then you did.
And I'm like, oh, it's still just the same as it always was. It's very samey.
It's always the same. It's Kevin Smith posing a hypothetical situation where his only way out is to suck someone's dick. That's that podcast.
That's fairly accurate.
I know. I wish you knew a lot of it.
It didn't always start like that. But then he
was pretty early on. Well, that was when he started smoking weed.
Yeah, he just started smoking pot all the time, and then it got very samey after that. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
He's having a real hard time getting anything made lately.
Yeah. Because he was gonna canceled like Clerks 3. They're doing like a Mallrats.
They canceled
TV
Clerks
show.
3 because they couldn't get one of the leads to do it. I don't know which one.
Jeff Anderson.
Was it Jeff Anderson?
Yeah, he didn't want to do it anymore.
I don't blame him. And then Mallrats was a movie that turned into a TV show series that no one will pick up. Mm-hmm. So he can't make that either. I don't know whatever happened to, like, he had his...
Hit Somebody
never happened. That was a movie that turned into a TV series.
Moose Jaws?
I haven't seen that come up either. Moose Jaws probably actually going to get made, but...
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like Jaws with a moose.
He can't get anything made. It's probably because all the shit he's made lately has been awful.
Awful. Like, Yoga Hosers was awful.
Tusk was honestly awful.
But it was a good awful.
It was, but it wasn't sell to a company awful.
Sure, that's fair. Yeah. Like, no, I agree.
Nobody's buying it.
No one would buy that. No. But like, you liked Red State a lot.
I did like Red State. It was good because it was different than anything else he did.
Yeah.
It was actually interesting. I don't know. I don't think I'd get Kevin Smith anymore. I'm not sure I ever did.
Yeah.
But I definitely
don't. That's how we
know.
Met.
It is how we met. It's true. It's important. We have a big poster on our wall.
Uh-huh.
That's how I ever remember what day we met. People are like, when did you meet? I'm like, let me check my poster.
April 14th.
Did you give me money for that poster, or did Kat Mike give me money? Because you were going to. I wanted a poster, and like I didn't have enough cash or something. And you were just going to give me money.
I may have.
But I think Mike did instead.
I may have. He may have.
Because I can pay him back because I actually knew him. I didn't know you at all.
You paid me back.
I did.
With love.
With kisses.
Uh-huh.
Blah.
And soup.
And soup. I did make soup. I made two soups.
Two soups. This is a two soup kind of day.
Life pro tip. When you have ingredients for a beef stew in your house and you also have a slow cooker, cut up all the things for the beef stew and then put it in the slow cooker at night. See, this is the key. At night, before you go to bed, cut up all the things and put them in and like all the spices and stuff. But don't put the liquid in yet because you don't need to put the liquid in yet because otherwise it's just soaking in all night. It's just soaking and nobody wants that. So what you do is when you get up in the morning, you just put the liquid in and then you turn on your crock pot and you go to work and you come back and then you have food.
Yeah, like you got home and there was 1 minute left on
the
timer.
Yeah, it was good. It was perfectly timed for me, not so well timed for you. Yeah. But I felt a little bad about that. I just, for some reason, mistimed. I thought I put it in earlier than I did or something.
I don't know.
I had to take a lift to work today. And we were on Aurora southbound and I was like, shit, I forgot something. And then he turned around and came back.
Really?
Yeah, I tipped him. I felt bad. It was nice of him to turn around and come back.
What did you forget?
I forgot my lunch and my banana bread.
Banana bread, you say?
What? Have you just segued into our snack?
Does it have walnuts?
No.
Does it have chocolate chips?
It does have chocolate chips. You know that it has chocolate chips. You knew that already.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
No.
You brought your mug to work today, right?
How did
that go over?
I brought it back.
Why?
Because there's like 12 other mugs there and people were using my mug.
What? Who's using your mug?
I don't know. Two different people use my mug. I like washed it out, put it in the dish strainer, and then I came back and it was like used in the sink twice.
What the fuck?
So I'm done. I brought it back home.
Just use someone else's mug.
Yeah,
then.
That's my plan.
Use the communal mugs.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Or I'll just bring like a mug I don't care about.
A mug you don't
about.
Actually... Do you have a mug you don't care about?
No, but I can buy one.
Yeah.
I'll buy one that says, "This I don't care about this mug."
Or just use one of the ones, because clearly they're community mugs.
Yeah.
If everyone else is using them, just use one from work. That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that
That's
someone
right.
used
oh,
your
it,
mug.
Oh, it might still be in my bag, actually.
It probably is.
I'll have to grab that before I bring it back.
I wrote my self-review at work today.
Mm-hmm.
I I don't know how other companies do reviews, but like at my company, they just changed the review process this year. So it went from basically like you used to have to write like 2 pages about yourself to this year you couldn't write, you were not allowed to write more than 180 words about yourself. It's 3 questions too. So each question you have to answer in 60 words or less.
Nice. Because there's like
60 words or fewer. But it's surprisingly difficult. Like I don't know what to say about myself. I would almost find it easier to say more than that. I don't know. You also have the same thing for your peers. You have to answer 2 questions about them, like with 60 words or less for each answer. The peer questions are really dumb. It's what's your peer's superpower and what growth ideas do you have for your peer? Which like for a couple of people I have like the growth idea is just constructive feedback about like what they could be doing better.
Right.
And a couple of people I had that, but like a couple I was like, I have no idea what this person could do better. Like when I interact with them, everything seems fine. Mm-hmm. And it's optional, but they kind of expect you to put it in.
Right.
And I didn't know what to put. So I just made it up. I didn't really make it up, but you know what I mean? No, the questions for me were, what excites you most about coming to work or something like that?
Uh-huh.
And, what was it? What are you doing when you're at your best?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, sleeping. What does it look like when you're at your best?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, what growth opportunities do you want help with?
Mm-hmm.
I basically BS'd it. The first one I was like, well, I don't know, I'm good at...
That's all you can do.
Maximizing efficiency. The second one I was like, I really want to work towards... the second one was like, I'm at my best when, and then basically like a description of when I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
And the third one was like, I want help getting bigger opportunities. Like just really standard stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I talk to my manager all the time. And if there was something going wrong or like I needed more help, I'd just ask him then. It's weird to wait till your annual review to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you segued into a snack like a million years ago.
I did. I was just waiting for that snack.
Some banana bread. You want me to like warm it up on the stove?
No.
No?
No, I just want to eat it and put it in my mouth. Put some butter on it.
Sure, banana bread? That was my second question. We don't have any. That's the butter we have.
Yeah. Put it on there.
Okay.
Put it. So I was at work today. I didn't just pack orders today.
What?
I had my orientation with 3 other people that started
just
very recently.
So you've already been doing it for a week.
Yeah. So
and more than that because you did it like...
Right. So we just went like over the stuff and like they were very impressed with my magic knowledge.
Okay.
Because there's like a picture of a card from Ice Age.
Is it like a quiz?
No. It's just like, or somebody's like, oh, I know that artist. And then he's like, oh, do you know what card it is? And I was like, yeah.
Obviously, like,
and he's like, oh, nobody's ever known that before.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's from Ice Age. It's common.
You know, like all the cards, though. I know you don't, because every once in a while a card comes up and you're like, what's
there's some sets that I didn't play.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know Mercadian Masks at all. And, like, there's some of the newer stuff that I just haven't
figured out.
Like, or like,
yeah, there were some sets that you didn't really play.
Like, all the Commander sets.
Yeah.
I don't know all those cards. I know some of them, but just not all of them.
I'm going to get you a little thing for your banana bread. Because it's a little moist.
Ooh.
Party.
Ooh, it's a little moist.
It's honestly wetter than I wanted it to be. But I never used this recipe before and I just kind of had to guess.
It's good.
No.
How long did we have the bananas?
Oh, months, Stephen. Months. Why?
I'm just wondering.
That's a question you ask because you have a follow-up question.
No.
Or comment.
Well, I have a comment. I mean...
What's the comment?
It's one of those things that you don't ever throw bananas away. You just throw them in the freezer, and then you make banana bread every once in a while.
I did throw some bananas away that were in the freezer. They were, like, weirdly shriveled up and, like, dry. I felt weird about using them for anything, so I threw them away instead.
It's good, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cottage cheese pastrami banana bread sandwich.
No. I know you're taking that from somewhere. That's some sort of quote or reference I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good to know.
Well, I thought it was an original thought, but then I remembered the bit that it came from, so I said that one instead of my thought that I came up with. I see.
What was the, where's the bit from?
Well, I'll walk you through what happened in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A rare peek into the mind of Adam Clay.
I was eating the bread, and I'm like, oh, this is bread. What if you can make a sandwich with it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what kind of things would you put on it? Uh-huh. And I'd be like, could you do like ham and cheese on banana bread? Uh-huh. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That is weird.
And I'm like, well, what about pastrami? And I'm like, oh, wait. Cottage cheese? Or it's like, it was Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, okay.
Who talked about, what kind of bread do you want? Banana.
Mm-hmm. Jonah Ray had a, cake.
What's your favorite kind of bread?
Yeah, cake. That was one of his bits. Mm-hmm.
Remember when he messed it up when we saw him live?
Yeah. And you say what's your kind of favorite kind of cake? Bread? And he was like, shit, that ruined the whole thing.
He's like, what's your favorite kind of cake? Shit. Mm-hmm. I messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, Jonah Ray. If you're listening.
Jonah Ray, if it's the year 2022 when you've run out of all the other podcasts and so you're for some reason listening to this one, mm-hmm. know that we saw you and appreciated it.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, Jonah Ray.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I seem to have this piece of paper in front of me with four pictures or four words on it. And I gotta be honest, all four of these words would like fit really well into like a job posting.
All right. Tell me a story.
I'm telling you a story?
Or I could be a part of it.
No, I'm kind of tired of that, honestly.
Yeah, that's fine. That's because I understand your formula and I went too meta on it.
No, I wasn't even going to do that last week.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't. And then you ruined it.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to have a nice time where, like, you helped a bunny. But then
I went all meta.
You tried too hard. See, guys, that's why you don't metagame.
Uh-huh, because you ruin everyone's fun. You ruin
everyone's fun.
I was listening to it, and I'm like, man, I feel bad about that. I want to know what would have happened in this story.
I don't have a story for this. I feel like I told this story already. Didn't I already tell a story about a guy who was hunting for a job? Or, like, he had a job, and he had a job, like, at another place, and then he lost that job, and then he lost his regular job, and then he had to drive for
a
Uber.
I think that's an O. Henry story.
Is it?
I don't know. Probably.
Are you Gift of the Magi, Lee? Is that what you're talking about?
It's the Gift of the Chicken Wings.
What? Hold on, what's that story?
No, there's a Reddit post.
Okay, yeah.
About how...
Someone went to Buffalo Wild Wings and their boyfriend also went to Buffalo
Wild
Wings.
Yeah, they surprised each other with Buffalo Wild Wings. So, I mean, it's still a happy ending. They just had twice as many chicken wings.
They had, like, lunch for the next day.
Yeah, they had just a big pile of chicken wings because they both surprised each other with chicken wings.
I burned my tongue on that soup. Okay, stew soup. I put more broth in than I was supposed to. No, I didn't put more broth than I was supposed to. I put exactly as much broth as I was supposed to. I also put a half a cup of wine in. So it's like a half cup.
You just like dumping wine in everything now.
No, it's just good for beef, like broth.
Mm-hmm. Like a beef bourguignon?
Yeah, that's beef stew.
Bourguignon.
Bourguignon. That sounds like the sound of a spring.
That's how you French.
Yeah, you just choke on it and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. I've been
there.
That's
what she
said. I've been to Montreal, Quebec.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
French, Canadian.
You know it's not France, right?
It's French Canadian.
Yeah, but it's not France.
But they speak French there.
They speak like a different French, though.
They speak French Canadian.
They speak French Canadian French.
But it's still French.
Do you have to say French twice? French Canadian French?
Well, I think it's just Canadian French. But even in BC,
it's Quebecois French, isn't it?
Yeah. But even
it's probably just called like Quebecois.
Yeah. In BC, they still have signs in French because Canada.
Well, I mean, in Chinatown, they have signs in Chinese.
Yeah, but.
Which is really
But
cool.
I feel like there's not a lot of French Canadians in BC.
Yeah. They had French signs in Manitoba.
Yeah, right.
There's not a
That's
lot
what I'm
of
saying.
French
like,
in Manitoba
the whole country
either.
Has French
yeah,
signs.
Yeah, well, it's because they have two languages. We don't even have any languages yet. We feel entitled to force people to speak English. Mm. Oh, by the way, the words on this paper that I'm not telling a story for, because I just don't have any storytelling chops today, are low, experienced, afford, and prospect. So
Whoa.
That's either
yeah.
it's either a job posting or, like, a house posting or like something like that.
Sure.
Or a resume. Someone's
so
resume.
I'm excited about my blog.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited that you're starting a blog.
I'm gonna post them every day. I'm gonna set it up so it posts them automatically, like how I did it before. So it's the same time every day. I think I'm gonna like do some streaming of me designing cards.
What made you start doing this again? Was it just working at the store?
Yeah, working at the store, going to the GP, just like, I think I like the idea of, I don't like playing Magic competitively.
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, soul crushing.
You're good at it, though. It is soul crushing, but you're good at it.
But, like, even the pros lose.
A lot.
Yeah. You know?
They and have
just,
to.
And I just don't like losing. Like, it just.
Neither do I. What do you think? I don't like playing at all.
Right. But I mean, I like playing, but I don't want to play competitively. Yeah, like, I'm happy to lose in a casual setting.
Even in a local competitive format, you're fine losing.
Right.
I think it's bigger tournaments that's a little like more
GPs,
soul crushing.
Yeah.
Because you've invested a lot to go there, only to not win at all.
To not do anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't win. Okay, so. I didn't win more than one round in every event that I played.
Yeah. Wait, well, you won one round the whole weekend total?
No,
or
no,
you
no.
won one round per...
I won three rounds.
Per event.
Total.
You won a round. How many events did you play?
Like five.
How did you lose so much? You're usually really good at Magic. What happened?
The drafts were single elimination. So when you lose, you're done.
Oh, you're just out.
Yeah. So
that's
So I won the first round I played, so I got to the second round, and then I lost that one. Then the second one I lost in the first round, and then the third one I won the first round, lost in the second round. And then the next day I played a Frontier event. Or no, I played a draft in the morning, and then I played the Frontier event. The draft I lost right away.
Mm-hmm.
Frontier event, I lost every match.
Aww.
And then
your decks were like working really well everywhere else.
And then I did standard. Oh, I played six events. Sorry.
Yeah.
I played standard. I went 1-3.
Yeah.
I won the first round and lost the next three.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think you just had a bad luck weekend.
That happens.
It does happen.
Well, also, my standard deck was, it didn't have any cards from Aether Revolt in it. I didn't update it. It wasn't set up to play against the metagame or whatever. But
I have two more things to say on the podcast.
Okay.
And then I should go. One. I watched Balto the other night, and it's not really worth watching as an adult.
Okay.
Two,
I've
watched Magic Mike the other night, and it's not really worth watching as a child.
Okay.
Those are the two things I had to say.
You won't understand it if you're a kid?
You'll think it's weird.
Because
there's a lot of dudes dancing on a stage with progressively less clothing on.
Okay.
Is
there stories involved?
There is a story, yeah. There's a story about this kid who, like, he was a roofer, but really he was, like, just sleeping on his sister's couch, and then he makes friends with his roofer boss, and his roofer boss, Channing Potato.
Okay.
And then his roofer boss, like, gets him a job stripping, and then his life goes downhill, because he does not make responsible choices. Meanwhile, Channing Potato is trying to get his furniture business off the ground, and no one will give him a loan because he has bad credit, because everything he does pays cash.
Oh.
And he has like $13,000 just like down that he was willing to put on the loan, and no one would give him a loan. You need to come back over here. Why are you standing up?
I was listening to the story.
Yeah, but you're not anywhere near the microphone.
And so what does it have to do with everybody dancing around?
They're strippers. That's how they make money.
Or is he a stripper too?
Yeah, I told you that. I said he like makes him a stripper, and then he like starts being a stripper, and then he becomes a bad person. And who else is in the movie? Matthew McConaughey like owns the strip club.
Okay.
He's like a 40-something old stripper.
Okay.
And then there's Joe Manganiello.
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, he's
Joe Manganiello.
He's in it. And Channing Potato, apparently before he was an actor, he was a stripper.
Oh,
so
really?
he has like the best moves of anyone on the movie.
So
he already knows what he's doing.
Nice.
Like, and he like bends over backwards, and it looks like it would hurt his back a lot.
He's
like,
good at acting though.
Yeah, he's really good at stripping too.
I liked him in Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
He was only in it briefly, but I liked him in that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good. Anyway, I want to see the second one now. It's supposed to be funnier. The first one got, like, really dark.
It was, like, serious, and the second
one's
funny.
The first one got a little dark. Yeah, the second one was
so who's Magic Mike?
Channing Potato.
Okay.
He's Magic Mike.
Okay.
The kid is the kid. That's just what he's called. Joe Manganiello is... Oh, fuck. It's, like... Honestly, it's like Big Dick Joe or something like that. And at one point, there's a penis pump in the movie, like in the foreground of a shot, like right in front of the, like, blurry in front of the camera, like, with a dick in it. I know. I mean, it's obviously got to be, like, a dildo or something. Okay. But it's just, like, it was so, like, what? What is this? What is this doing here?
They know their audience.
They do. It worked. It was hilarious.
You'd think so, but no.
It was hilarious. No, that's
Pee Wee Herman joke.
Yeah. It is a Pee Wee Herman joke.
Pee Wee Herman's Big Holiday. Or Pee Wee's Big Holiday. Is that what it's called?
Maybe?
Something like that. The new Pee Wee Herman. With Joe
Manganiello. We've talked about it. We've talked about it at length.
We're reiterating that's the best movie.
Joe Manganiello's married.
Okay.
And that's not surprising. And he was in True Blood.
Yeah, he was a werewolf.
He was a werewolf.
That's when I stopped watching, when there started to be werewolves.
That got a little weird.
I don't know.
And there's, like, apparently fairies and witches.
Reason I stopped watching is because Bill, who was, like, her vampire.
He, like, turned bad,
yeah,
right?
He was just bad all of a sudden. And, like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you bad now?
Why would you be bad? He wouldn't be bad, is the answer.
Yeah.
All right, so we should stop this podcast so I can go pay my nails, because they're chipping and I can't even with this.
So maybe I should just start watching True Blood again.
No.
You want to start over and watch True Blood from the beginning?
I don't want to.
Do you want to try it?
I hate Sookie. I hate her. I cannot stand her.
Okay.
I don't like her.
Maybe I'll watch it again from the beginning.
Okay, watch it without me, though, because I don't like Sookie.
She's kind of the worst.
She's awful. Did we finish 6 Feet Under before or after our last podcast?
After, because it was right on Friday.
It was good.
Or on Thursday before.
It was good.
Uh-huh.
It was a really good ending.
Yeah.
The ending is rated a 9.9 on IMDb. Like,
it's probably the best ending of
because
the show.
It actually ends. A lot of shows just get cut off or, like, don't have a full ending, but it, like, finishes.
It's a good show. It's a great show.
Say. Yeah. Don't watch it if you are in a dark place.
Yeah, if you're, like, in depressed thingness.
There aren't really any episodes that go by that something awful doesn't happen.
Yeah, everybody's kind of depressed in the show.
It's something awful the last season is, like, super awful.
It's a great drama show from HBO.
Full disclaimer, I've only seen the last, like, 2 seasons.
Yeah.
But I've seen those multiple times.
But, yeah, Rainn Wilson's really good in it, too. And he's in, like, season two and three. Yeah, he's in it for like half of one season and half of another season, but he's really good in that show. I think it might be 3 and 4 that he's in.
No, I don't think so, because I watched most of 4 and I didn't see the parts he was in.
Because he leaves pretty soon after George shows up. I'm not sure when George shows up.
I don't know.
But whatever. Anyway,
watch it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Right, 6 Feet Under. It's on Amazon Prime Instant Video or whatever they call it.
Yeah, if you have Prime.
If you don't have Prime, why don't you have Prime? It's so good.
Yeah. Well,
they're not even sponsoring us.
Some people don't use that. Like, they don't get stuff shipped from Amazon. They don't use streaming services, so it doesn't really make sense for them.
What do they do with their life?
Netflix. I guess it's another streaming service, but
yeah. But Amazon Prime has, like, a lot of different, like, all the HBO shows are on Amazon Prime. CISO, you can get CISO on there for an extra $5. CISO is totally worth it, by the way.
It's not five, I think it's four.
$4 a month, yeah.
Yeah.
CISO. Like, not sponsored.
We've said there's multiple times. CISO is completely worth it.
Yeah. Like, you can watch every Monty Python.
Yeah.
Harmony Quest is good.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
If you need to watch all of Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Snuffbox. I watched all of Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. All of the, there's another Richard Ayoade show. I forget what it's called now.
Man or Face to Face?
Face to Face, yeah. That's a good one. Or is it Man to Man? Something like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I would watch Garth Marenghi's Dark Place before you watch that, though, because Garth Marenghi is a guest on the first episode.
Right, so it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of does. Like, you don't need to have seen it, but it...
So it's in the same universe.
It is in the same universe, okay. But not really, because Richard Ayoade is a different person.
Yeah, well, you know.
Snuffbox is really good. Fawlty Towers is all over there.
Oh, Fawlty Towers is great. That's only 6 episodes.
I think Fawlty... Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never finished it. How have I not finished 6 episodes
It's
of
one
show?
Season, Fawlty Towers.
See, that's what the Brits do right.
Yeah.
They stop their shows while they're still good.
And they're done.
Yeah.
Don't bring up the war.
I have seen that episode.
that's the last episode, and it's so good.
Really? Yeah. Then there's middle ones I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I've seen the first one, like, 7 times.
Because he's, like, trying to hang up the moose head or whatever.
Is Black Books on there? Black Books might be Netflix. Saturday Night Live is on there. Like, yeah. New episodes.
Yeah, you can watch all the new episodes. Anyway, we're done talking about how good Amazon Prime is.
No, we're talking about CISO.
Yeah, but you have to get Amazon Prime to get CISO.
I don't know. Right?
Oh, you don't?
You can have CISO separately.
Just get CISO.
But if you want to hook it up, like, if you want to watch it through the Amazon app, you have to subscribe to Amazon.
If you want to watch all the HBO shows, you have to get Amazon Prime.
HBO.
Or HBO Go, or whatever.
HBO Now, I think.
All right, we're done. We're done hawking things that aren't paying us. Well, I guess, I mean, Amazon's paying us, kind of, but not for that.
They're not paying you anything.
They're us, as a unit.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Not sponsored. All right. Good day to you.
No. See you banana next time.
Nope.
No?
No.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.